Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Tony Coleman is on the phone. And Tony, what is micro-cheating?
Micro-cheating is a very subtle form of cheating. It doesn't involve physical intimacy, but it's where you cross boundaries, normal relationship boundaries, in order to seek emotional intimacy with somebody other than your partner.
Tony Coleman is the president of Consummate Relationship Coaching, and micro-cheating is on the rise, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're seeing it quite a bit, and with neighbors, with coworkers, with old flames, that kind of thing. Yes.
And is it because people are connecting on social media? I hear a lot of stories where, you know, somebody you went to high school with reaches out through Facebook or Instagram, and it starts out innocent, and then it gets flirtatious, and then it becomes something more than what it was intended to be.
Yes, there's no question that social media plays a huge role in it, because it's made it just so easy for people to connect that way and to start a relationship that doesn't involve even leaving their house.
So in your position, what do you do? How, do you coach couples that are experiencing this, or just one partner or the other partner?
Yeah, I've worked with a lot of couples that have had this happen, and sometimes this emotional affair will go into, it's kind of a gateway into a physical affair, but very often it's one of the people coming to me and saying, there's something going on in my marriage, in my relationship. I've asked my partner to come in, and it's, you know, there's something going on, and they're denying it. And indeed, when we start talking about it, it's very subtle. And so it's understandable that the person is not really sure there's something going on, but they feel it, they sense it. And when we start digging into it, we find out that there's just a lot of little things happening that are just inappropriate boundary crossing.
And what's interesting, Tony, is that you said you can literally micro-cheat without leaving your house.
That's exactly right. And in fact, some of the signs would be when your partner is kind of like, you know, very carefully, secretly kind of leaving the room and getting on the phone, maybe spending a lot of time on their phone. Maybe you wake up in the middle of the night and they're sitting in bed texting to somebody. You know, they're suddenly keeping their phone with them and not letting you see what's going on there. Being secretive about the use of it. It could be that they're deleting their history from the computer. It's little things like that. Or they just suddenly kind of shut down a little bit, and they're not talking about somebody that maybe you both know, but they're not suddenly talking about that person anymore so much, whereas maybe before they used to be very open about it. So there can be just a lot of very subtle things.
And the person who's micro-cheating, do they often say, well, that's not cheating, I'm not having sex?
That certainly happens when they finally get busted. Prior to that, they will deny that there's anything going on at all. And, you know, it's a form of gaslighting. And they will just deny, no, you're imagining that. No, it's not like that. And they always seem to have a reason. Once they get busted, they will sometimes say things like, well, you should be glad that I haven't done something like that, or it's not like I'm like one of those guys that goes out and sleeps with other women, that kind of thing. So they'll try to rationalize it.
And I'm guessing it's probably 50-50. So women are doing it as much as men are, right?
Absolutely. At least as much as men, yes, because women will often say, well, I'm not getting it from my husband. I'm not getting the friendship. I'm not getting the emotional intimacy. He won't talk to me about things, and so I have to go somewhere. And this person has been open. They've been warm. They listen. They're compassionate. And so that's kind of how they justify it.
And before I let you go, do you see marriages surviving this?
Absolutely. If partners are really committed to their marriage and they really want to make it work, this is something that people can absolutely come back from. People can come back from affairs in general if they both have a certain commitment and they're willing to really be open about what's going on, transparent, and really look at their behavior and really try to work on meeting each other's needs by really learning each other's love languages and learning to communicate in that way.
Well, you're going to have to come back and join us on Chicago's Afternoon News so you can save a few marriages.
Well, thanks for asking for my input. I'm always happy to do that.
Toni Coleman on Chicago's Afternoon News. If you want to look into it, you can just Google micro cheating and you will find all kinds of articles. It's 2:46, time to get a check on weather and traffic. Gabe is in for Mary.